Welcome back. This is our business, the business segment. As a certified financial planner, I always want to put the best team in place for our clients. So I have a great team in place, and we have a state attorney, Steve Gibbs, in studio with us, and we also have the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And today, guys, we're going to talk about, the tax retirement planning, because there's so many individual plans out there. You have 401k, simple, 457s, 403bs, but they all have limits on there. Simple, SEPs, and especially as a business owner, you probably have a SEP set up or 401k, but there's limits on what you can put in there for that tax deduction. So there are other vehicles out there, Jim and Steve, that I think we need to let the listeners know that, yes, you can put more away than what you're putting away.
Absolutely, and especially for those business owners that are not able to put enough away for what their needs are going to be when they retire.
Their lifestyle.
Yep. And for those small business owners that they're killing it, they're having great success, but they don't have a qualified plan for their employees because maybe they're just a one-person shop, but still looking for ways to plan. Well, one little-known fact that the Internal Revenue Code allows is to put money into a vehicle, let it grow tax deferred, and then you get to borrow your own money tax free. And it's a very safe vehicle, but it's in this wrapper that nobody likes the name of, and that's called life insurance.
Yeah.
And what the IRS allows is for money to go in, and it can be put into various index funds, which can really do a great job and have
Has average returns over the last 40 years of quite just a little bit over 7%.
Absolutely. And if you can imagine compounding 7% and putting in 25, 50, 100,000 a year with the risk being the mortality and expense charges, that's a really powerful way to save. And then you get to withdraw your own money without paying taxes on those gains. It is really a powerful, powerful story for people who not just been business owners, but that's what we see the most, but people who are making significant incomes,
doctors, lawyers,
they're capped out on what they can put.
That's a good point. And you said the word, it's wrapped around, because taking the IRS laws the way they are, it's life insurance. So if you just say life insurance, people say, man, that's a nasty word. But if you think about life insurance, I think of it different, because it is I call it a bond alternative. As an investment, bonds aren't making, because we do portfolio management here. And, if you're going to have a 50-50 portfolio, that means half your money is in the market in stocks, and then the other half are in bonds. Well, the bonds are making 1% and 2%. So that's not making anything, where this thing's making 7%. So that means that if you had this in addition to your portfolio, you can have more equity holding and still have the same risk, but have an overall increase in returns. And I like the analogy our good friend Sandy gave us, Jim, and it was about she held up this phone, and it was an iPhone. She goes, "Alfie, what's this?" I said, "It's a iPhone." Like, duh. She goes, "Is it?" And I said, "What do you mean, is it?" She goes, "Well, did you make calls on it, or did you use it as a GPS maybe? Did you use it as a calculator? Did you check your emails? Did you get some texts on it today? Do you make your... Just because you make your payment to AT&T for your phone, does that mean it's just used for a phone?" And I said, "You know what? I never really thought of it that way." And, the iPhone has only been out 7 or 8 years. It hasn't been out that long, but it has changed everybody's life. What the insurance industry seems to do is they're very creative, and they take the laws the way they are, and they use it for their ability to give you some tax-free. Tax-free is better than tax-deferred. Tax-free is good.
And I'll just jump in real quick, Alfie. The asset protection of insurance products are one of the things I like to recommend to clients as well. And the flexibility also, the access to cash values that business owners can get is really powerful. And oftentimes business owners need liquidity to operate. So it's a nice side effect or benefit to insurance products, especially...
That's a tremendous point about the accessibility, because when you compare it against qualified money, where you have to wait till 59 and a half, these contracts, and they are contracts that will allow the owner of them to borrow the money or post it as collateral, whether they want to make another acquisition or whatever the needs are, maybe even to buy out a business partner. Yeah. It's there. So really powerful tool.
It's funny we say this about, you know, almost don't want to say the word life insurance, but the thing about it is these multi-millionaire billionaires, that's their investment of choice to pay estate taxes or, you know, or to get these tax-free advantages. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.